Now, I remember when I was a lot younger, and, you know, somebody said something to me, and it kind of, you know, I don't know if I want to say it hurt my feelings, or it just kind of cut me to the heart, because of the fact that what they were saying, I felt like it was kind of true what they were saying, you know, and usually when somebody says something to you, and it's not true, it doesn't really bother you that much, right? I mean, if somebody just rails on you with some outlandish accusation, you just, oh, that's a good one, you know? Yeah, right. But you know when somebody criticizes you and it kind of cuts to the heart because you kind of feel like they hit a little too close to home? You know what I'm talking about? Well, I remember when I was a young man, it wasn't really a criticism of me, but this just kind of cut me to the heart. And I was young and I didn't know a whole lot, but I remember somebody said to me, I was talking to them about how, you know, if you do the right things, God's going to bless you, and God's going to take care of you, and this and that. And, you know, this person basically said to me, they said, you know what? They said, I look at your life right now, and they said, you know, I see you going to church 3 times a week. And this is a long time ago. This is when I was first married, you know, in the early days. I think I've been married a few years. Actually, you know, I've been married several years, but it was a long time ago. It was a few years ago. And they said, you know, I look at your life. You're in church 3 times a week. You're out soul winning. You read the Bible like madness, you know, and you're tithing, you know, you're giving to missions. And they say, but look at your life. They said, you know, God's not blessing you. I mean, look, you're dirt poor. You have no money. You know, you're not getting ahead. You're not getting anywhere. You know, things aren't going great for you. So how are you going to sit there and tell me that if I do the right thing, God's going to bless me? You know, when I look at you, you're not being blessed. And at the time, I mean, I was struggling really bad financially. I mean, we were very poor. Things were not going good. And it just kind of hurt me because I was just thinking to myself, you know, why isn't God blessing me more? You know what I mean? I am doing the right things, you know? But you know what? God was blessing me because I was out getting people saved. Right. Because I was having children with my wife. And, you know, we look at it and say, you're not being blessed because your car's a piece of junk and you don't have any money and you can hardly even pay your bills. And, you know, thank God, ever since I've been married, the only time I've ever been late on a bill was just because, you know, I just forgot to send it out. I mean, I've always had the money for bills, but sometimes that's all the money I had. There were times when we had no furniture. I mean, for years, we had no furniture, no food. What was the thing that we brought up, honey, the other day that I always forget to mention when I'm talking about how poor we were? She brought up just the most extreme example, and I was like, man, I should have brought that up. I mean, just to get you to realize, I mean, we had nothing. And this person looked at that from the outside and saw that, you know, that we were just struggling and just, God's not blessing you, but you know what? We got the blessing of God all mixed up. And you know, you got your prosperity preachers out there, the health and wealth gospel that's going to tell you about how God's going to bless you financially. You know, God's not necessarily going to bless you financially, but you know what? God will bless you with something that's more important. I mean, what is the value of getting somebody saved?
Amen.
Yep.
I mean, that's treasure in heaven. I mean, that's a human being. I mean, is a human being worth more or things? And we need to realize that people are what's important.
Amen.
And not the, and this philosophy carries over to every part of life. And I remember at the time thinking to myself, you know what? I don't know if I can afford to have children, but you know what? I'm just going to pray that God provides. I'm just going to have faith in God. And you know, God did provide. And yes, we were lean. Yes, we were scraping by. But we always had food to eat. We were able to pay our bills. And we lived. We survived. We made it. And you know, I remember I said to somebody at the time, I said, I can always make more money later and straighten my finances out later, but I can't go back and have a bunch of kids later. You know what I mean? And I saw the value in a human being. You know, I can look at my children's faces right now and be glad that I chose people rather than things.